Go ahead and look at your books. Page 41 is where the protocol is. What we're doing is DNA precipitation, well, extraction and precipitation. So you're going to actually isolate your own DNA, and you can take it with you today if you want. You can make a little necklace out of it. We'll have little vials you can put your DNA in.
Wait, like our own DNA?
Yeah. So the source of your DNA, all of the cells in your body have the same DNA. So it doesn't matter which cells we use, but the cells we're going to use are your cheek cells, which is why it tells you to kind of nibble on your cheek. Don't bite all the way through your cheek. I don't want to see blood. But your cheek cells are easily sloughed off because you're losing them all the time. Eating abrades your cheeks, and you're losing cells all the time. So that's why it tells you to kind of chew on your cheek for 30 seconds. But you have water and another liquid sitting out. Make sure you use the right one. The water is the one that you're supposed to drink. This is the only time in the lab you're allowed to drink something from a container. So that's nice clean water for each individual to use. So there's multiple waters. Just don't drink the lysis buffer. So pay attention to what the label is. Anyway, you take the water in, swish it around in your mouth so that those cells that you kind of chewed off will be suspended in the water. Then you carefully spit it back into the tube. Okay? Now you have a mixture, a suspension of water with your cells in it. The DNA, of course, is inside the cells, inside the nucleus inside the cells. So you need to... you're done with your mouth, by the way, at that point. Don't put anything else to your mouth after that point. But you need to break open those cells, basically, to spill out the DNA. You need to break those membranes. And that is called lysis, L-Y-S-I-S. The rupturing of cells is lysis. So that's why you have stuff that's called lysis buffer. That lysis buffer is basically a detergent that opens up these cell membranes and allows the DNA to spill out. But the DNA that's in your cells is actually not just DNA. Remember we looked at the slide of how DNA is compacted to make it fit into a cell? The DNA is complexed with what other kinds of molecules? Now, histone proteins. So your DNA in your cell is mixed up with a bunch of proteins. You want to just have the DNA itself. So lysis spills the DNA and proteins out into the water, but now you want to get rid of those proteins. So you have another, and it's the smaller vial with PROT, I think, is the label on it. That little vial contains enzymes called proteases. Proteases are specific kinds of enzymes whose job it is to split proteins apart. All right, so the proteases get rid of these histones that are entangled in your DNA, but they also do the important job of breaking down other proteins, including proteins called DNases. A DNase is an enzyme that breaks apart DNA. Well, you don't want that to happen, right? But a DNA is like any enzyme is a protein. So the proteases will break down these DNases as well, keeping them from cutting your DNA apart. So now at this point you have DNA by itself in the solution. It's no longer entangled with these proteins. And now it's just a matter of getting it out of solution. That means changing the solution so that the DNA is not dissolved as well. When it can't be dissolved, it's no longer a solute, right? And it falls out of the solution or precipitates. That's what precipitate means. It means to fall. Rain falls. Okay? Or if you fall off a cliff, that cliff is called a precipice. Same root. Anyway, you do that by adding a salt to the solution. The salt changes the charges on the DNA so that it no longer is able to dissolve very well in alcohol, which you also have in your solution, or I mean, you have alcohol out. So when you have the, when you add the salt, that causes the DNA to not be able to be dissolved in the alcohol, and it therefore precipitates, and you'll see it as basically little strands or a glob at the bottom. Okay, that is your DNA. So that's the rationale, but it's just a matter of just following the directions carefully. And you have, you should have plenty of time to do this. It doesn't take very long. You do have to use, though, the 50-degree water bath, which is hopefully at 50 degrees. I'm sure it is. So when you put your vial in here, there's a rack in here already, but label yours so that you know which one is yours. Okay? Just put it in there for the specified amount of time. And also on ice over here, whoa, we have alcohol. Don't drink the alcohol. Just drink the water. Actually, you're not even drinking it. You're just using it to swish. Okay, that's it. The necklace kits are up here if you want to make a little vial.